It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. Whether you're listening on the radio station or listening to a podcast or Facebook or Spotify, whatever, wherever you're listening to us today, we're just so glad you joined us for the program. I believe it's going to be a great week as we talk about walking through the fire. Perhaps today you're going through a fiery trial in your life. Peter wrote about this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7. This is what he said. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You see, friend, the trials that you're facing today, they're just building you into the person that God wants you to be. They're making you stronger. They're not breaking you. The idea is real simple here, but it's very profound as well. God doesn't just deliver us from the fire. He prepares us to walk through it. Now, the first message we're going to share today is entitled, When the Fire Comes. Because let's be honest, fire does come. He said here in 1 Peter that we'll go through all kinds of grief and trials. It's not because God has abandoned us, but because those trials refine our faith. He said they've come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, which is worth more than gold, may result in praise for God when Jesus Christ is revealed. Now, when is he revealed? I believe he's revealed when he brings you through the other side. I think that's when you realize that he carried you through the storm. God purifies us through whatever trials he allows us to go through. Just as gold is purified by fire, the fiery trials that we face, they purify us. They get rid of the flesh. And faith is proven genuine as you come through the trial. God always allows the fire not to destroy you, but to reveal what's real in you. See, sometimes we don't know what our faith is made of until it's been tested and it's put through the flame. The fire doesn't expose your weakness to embarrass you. It refines you to equip you to get through life. You know, a goldsmith refines gold by heating it up until it melts. And then the impurities, or dross as it's called, they rise to the surface so they can be skimmed off and removed. And the goldsmith keeps doing this, heating, skimming, heating again, until he can see his reflection in the gold. And I think that's what God does. He keeps allowing us to go through the fire until he sees his reflection in our lives. And when the fire comes, remember, it's not punishment, it's purification. I want to look for a moment at three common types of fire that we walk through as Christians. The first one is the fire of suffering. I know someone right now said, that's me, Keith. I'm going through that. Maybe it's physical pain, illness, or the loss of someone dear. In Job chapter 23 and verse 10, he said, but he knows the way that I take, and when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. I don't know you. I believe you don't know anyone who went through the kind of trial that Job did. He lost his children. He lost all of his wealth. Everything he had was tested. But you know what? He trusted God. And he said, when this test is over, I'm going to come forth as gold. See, suffering doesn't mean God is absent. Sometimes we get the idea that whenever we're going through a trial, God forgot about us. It may mean that God's just working in deeper places in our life because he wants something to change in us. And then there's the fire of opposition. This is a tough one. Maybe it's on your job. Maybe it's in your church. Maybe it's in your family. You're standing for truth, and all of a sudden, you face backlash. in your workplace, your family, or even in your church. And Jesus said this in John 15 and verse 18. He said, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. See, the fire of opposition may burn, but it can't consume you, friend, when you're filled with His Spirit. And then there's the fire of correction. That's a tough one. Sometimes the fire is God's loving discipline in our life. Because in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6, He tells us the Lord disciplines the one He loves. Have you ever seen a family where a child in that family just is never disciplined? He or she is so spoiled. They act up every time they're around company. They do what they want and they don't even listen to the parents. And you realize, does that parent really love that child? Because if they did, boy, I'd give him a spanking. See, the fire isn't about punishment. It's about preparation. Sometimes God disciplines us because He wants to prepare us for what He has in store for us. He's shaping your character. He's strengthening your foundation. Now let's talk about what fire reveals. Remember I said sometimes when the goldsmith is purifying the fire, he heats it up until he sees his reflection in the gold and then he knows that it's pure. See, it reveals what you've built your life on. When the fire comes in your life, it reveals whether your life has been built upon God and His principles or whether you've built it on your own ambitions, your own desires. And then it exposes idols in our life, distractions, and fleshly strength. Remember Paul, he had a thorn in the flesh and he prayed several times, God, please take this away. And what did God say to him? He said, hey, my grace is sufficient for you. And my power, it's made perfect in your weakness, Paul. You remember in Exodus chapter 3, Moses, he sees a bush on fire, but it's not consumed. And it's so strange. This bush keeps burning, but it doesn't burn up. And that's what a spirit-filled life looks like in the fire. The bush burns, but it doesn't break. You see, when God is in the fire with you, you may be surrounded by heat, pressure, uncertainty, but you won't be consumed. The fire can't harm you. Instead, you become a burning testimony of His glory and His grace, radiant with His presence. Now, how do you stand when the fire comes? I know someone's listening right now. You're going through the fire, and you say, Keith, what do I do to get through the fire? Well, the very first thing you can do is stay in the Word of God. In Psalm 119 and verse 92, it says this, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. You see, the Word becomes your anchor in the fire. Whenever you're going through a real bad test, a real bad trial, you'll find when you get into God's Word and you read it, you speak it out loud, you stand on it, it becomes your strength to get through the flames. Secondly, worship through the flames. Acts 16 tells us Paul and Silas were in prison. And about midnight, what did they do? They worshiped God. And the chains broke off. The walls shook. The prison doors opened. And they were released from their imprisonment. Why? Because they worshiped God during the fire. You see, worship invites the presence of God into your fire. The next time you're really struggling and you say, man, the storm is here. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. Try just worshiping God. Begin to sing to Him and just watch how it changes things. And then I believe we're to walk with the Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, He's our comforter. He whispers truth when fear is screaming out. And He brings strength in our life when we feel weak. Invite Him in daily. Just say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Would you walk through this with me? And I believe you'll see a difference in your life as you surrender it to the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you today. You've been built for this. God prepared you for the moment that you're walking through right now. You may feel like you're in over your head. You say, Keith, I feel like I'm drowning, but you're not. You're not in this fire alone. I love Isaiah 43 and verse 2. You might want to write this down. This is what God said. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. See, God says when you walk through the fire, not if you walk through the fire. But he also says, I will be with you. You're not fragile. You're not forsaken. You're built for the fire. Because the fire is where the oil flows. It's where faith is refined and where we see that God gets the glory when he brings us through whatever it is that we've been facing. Do you know in the forests of the western United States, there's a tree that's called the lodgepole pine. And for years, foresters were baffled by one strange trait about these trees that they shared. They wouldn't release their seeds unless they were exposed to extreme heat. And then they discovered something remarkable. The cones of the lodgepole pine are sealed shut with a resin that only melts in fire. In other words, the only way for these trees to reproduce and spread is through wildfire. No fire, no seed. No fire, no future forest. You see the lesson here? What looks like destruction is actually what unlocks destiny. What seems like devastation is the very thing that activates new life. See, Peter told us that we suffer grief in all kinds of trials so that the genuineness of our faith might be proven. Faith that is of greater worth than gold, and it'll result in glory, honor, and praise when Jesus is revealed in us. Sometimes what God has put inside of you won't be released until the heat gets turned up. Sometimes your deepest purpose will only emerge when your comfort is stripped away. Just like the pine cone, the thing that you were created to birth, the testimony, the calling, the breakthrough, it won't be released in the cool air of ease. It's the fire that opens you. No one likes the fire. Let's be honest, trials hurt. Loss, it stings. Betrayal, it cuts right to the heart. And grief, it knocks the wind out of us sometimes. But here's the hope of the gospel. The fire is never the end of the story. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown into Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace, and the fire, it didn't consume them. Instead, it consumed the ropes that bound them. The very thing designed to destroy them set them free. Let me say that again. For someone walking through the heat right now, the fire didn't kill them, it freed them. And when the king looked into the flames, he saw a fourth man, one who looked like the Son of God, walking with them in the fire. And that same Jesus, he's walking with you today, my friend. He hasn't left you. He hasn't abandoned you. He's closer in the fire than you can even imagine. So friend, don't curse the fire today. It may be the very thing God uses to release what he has planted in you long ago. The seed of endurance, the seed of a calling, the seed of a future that you couldn't yet see. Let this be your declaration. If God is allowing me to walk through the fire, then something holy must be getting released in me. Because you are built for the fire, friend. Not built to avoid it. Not built to run from it. But built to stand in it with Jesus beside you and come out the other side carrying something new. Faith that is tested is faith that can be trusted. Walk in grace and in fresh oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.